Good morning.
Nice to talk to you once again. Hey, school holidays are next week. Geez, they creep up very quickly, don't they? I guess I just thought I'd touch base and go, hey, there's a safety message out there. Don't do the wrong thing, et cetera, et cetera. But you're better of it than me because you know all the road rules and the laws and everything.
Yeah, well, I've got some 5 simple tips that you can do to keep you and your family safe.
Yep.
We'll go with that. So, number one, slow down, stay safe and drive to the conditions. Take a break every 2 hours. You just need to pull over the side of the road, have a cup of coffee, just break for 15 minutes, get the kids to have a little play. It might keep them quiet for the next couple of hours. Make sure you always buckle up and check your passengers, check those little people. Let's make sure they're clicked in. Don't drink and drive. Save the drinks for when you get there. Celebrate with your friends. And keep your eyes on the road, not your phone. So you can find out how to set up your phone to Do Not Disturb on the Street Smarts website. So if you want to check that out, have a look on there. But let's get to our destination safely these school holidays.
It's hard to believe that they are just around the corner, literally. On Friday, there was a crash in Kensington, pretty serious crash in Kensington. Are you seeking information on this?
Yeah, look, always seeking information if there were witnesses that haven't come forward already. So it was around 10 past 10 on Friday morning, the 9th of September. It was a 2-vehicle traffic crash that occurred on Childers Road. So both vehicles that were involved were Mitsubishi Tritons. So we're just appealing to anyone who may have been in the area at the time, who may have seen something, or whether you have dashcam footage, to please come forward. Just pop into the Bundaberg Police Station. The Forensic Crash Unit is currently investigating, so... yeah, just let us know if you saw anything.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police joins us this morning on The Big Brekkie. Petrol drive-offs, you're seeking information in relation to another one. Are these becoming more popular? Not more popular, that's the wrong sort of word, but are they more frequent?
I guess they're quite standard, really. We sort of always do see the fuel drive-offs. The petrol that is getting targeted more is our farmers.
Right.
Because of the costing fuel, of course, our farmers are getting targeted. So we're really actually appealing to them to lock up their drums and make sure the vehicles are locked away so they can't get fuel siphoned. However, we are always having the issue of fuel drive-offs at our service stations. So this one in particular occurred on the 28th of August. It was a Sunday about 10:30 at night at a service station on Boundary Street. So the vehicle is described as a silver Nissan X-Trail. And a Caucasian man was driving the vehicle wearing a yellow high-vis shirt and green shorts at the time. So a photo of that vehicle and person is on the My Police Bundaberg Facebook page. If you do have any information about that, please contact us.
And Brittany, you wanted to talk about Coffee with a Cop?
Yeah, so we've got Coffee with a Cop this Thursday, 15th of September, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. We'll be out at Sugarland Plaza, just near JJ. So we'll have all your crime prevention information, a couple of police officers and volunteers there. So come along for a chat and, yeah, get all your crime prevention information.
And also, Brittany, you've got a police recruitment drive coming up. You were after some new recruits.
Yeah, always after more feet on the beat. So Wednesday evening at the Bundaberg PCYC at 6:30 p.m, we'll have a police recruiting seminar. So there'll be a range of different police officers there to speak to about their careers. So come along and hear all about what it's like to be at the academy and out on the job and see if you are the right person for the job. So 6:30 p.m. Wednesday night, just at the Bundaberg PCYC.
So is the police academy like the movies?
Definitely not. No, it is lots of fun. I can assure you of that. But, yeah, our job is certainly not like the movies.
All right. And that is happening when? When was that?
6:30 p.m. Wednesday night.
All right. Let's put it
in. PCYC.
Let's put it into the calendar.
Sounds good.
And just finally, Brittany, there's some items in the lost property basket this week.
Yeah, a couple of different things. So we've got a gold cross on a gold chain, which was found at the hospital in Bingra Street. And a gold ladies' ring, which was located at a supermarket over North Bundy, and another phone. We get a lot of phones, so a black Oppo mobile phone was handed to police on Sunday, September 4. So if you are the owner of any of these items, please pop in and see us at the Bundaberg Police Station between business hours Monday to Friday and just provide some sort of proof of ownership.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.